Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
You take a look at these two teams before heading into this game, and you see somewhat similar situations, maybe not the deepest teams, maybe not the most talented, both head coaches beginning their first year with their new teams. But the Blackhawks are coming off a couple of great efforts against two very good teams, and they come out today with their first win of the season with a whole lot of ingenuity as they pick up a couple of shorthanded goals, a 5-2 winner over the San Jose Sharks, and Luke Richardson, his first win as the Chicago Blackhawks head coach. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. A whole lot to get to, and a lot to get to with our guy Troy Murray. But really quick, let's take a quick break for station identification.
The Blackhawks, Wildcats, and the NFL play here on AM 720. On smart speakers, say play WGN Chicago.
The Blackhawks now 1-2-0 on the season. The San Jose Sharks 0-4-0 to begin the year. And the Hawks ending their season-opening road trip again 1-2-0. They will play their next game at home at the United Center on Friday against Detroit. Plenty of good things to recap tonight. So we're going to head on over to the SAP Center at San Jose and bring in Troy Murray. And Troy, I'll be honest, I did not think that this game was going to end the way it did after you saw how the Blackhawks performed towards the end of that first period. But man, you got to credit this team. You got to credit this coaching staff for really turning things around starting in the second period.
I really believe that, you know, you look at this team and two goals in the first two games, that, you know, that's not going to give you a whole lot of confidence being down 2-0 after the first 20 minutes. As you mentioned, it was the latter part of that first period that was the difference. The Blackhawks started out well, route shooting the Sharks 5-0, and then all of a sudden they got a little sloppy, a little careless in their own end of the ice, and San Jose was able to put one behind Mrazek, and they built some momentum on that. They scored a late one in the last minute of that first 20 minutes, and you're going, oh boy, you know, here's San Jose and a team that's only scored two goals in two games. How are you going to come back from that deficit? But they were able to do it. It was Jonathan Toews getting one about 7.5 minutes into the second period, and then the back-to-back shorthanded goals by Sam Lafferty. You did not see that coming. You're thinking, oh, you know, okay, wow, you just got yourself back into this game, and now you take back-to-back penalties. You get away with the first one. You score a shorthanded goal. Now you're even up, but now you're giving the San Jose Sharks that other power play opportunity. Bang, you get another shorthanded goal, and all of a sudden, in a game where you probably could have, should have, maybe have been down by a goal or maybe two because of the penalties that you took, you're up a goal. Didn't see that coming.
So much to be talked about with the penalty kill alone with this year, but tonight especially, because how they were able to score those two goals from Dickinson to Lafferty basically just seemed like a microcosm of what Luke Richardson is trying to implement with this penalty kill. But if you're getting effort like they got from Dickinson and Lafferty all year long, it's going to be a very powerful penalty kill.
Well, it is. I mean, it's one game, small sample.
Right.
But when you're looking for chemistry, the instant chemistry that they both had, and Sam Lafferty, you got to give Dickinson a lot of credit because he followed up the play. He was there, and he worked hard to get pucks back. But you got to look at Sam Lafferty stopping at the crease area on both of those goals to bang in some quick little plays around the crease. And, you know, a lot of times on a penalty kill, especially on the penalty kill, you're going to sweep by because you don't want to get caught in deep with a long pass, and all of a sudden, you know, you're dead tired. You've just gone up the ice on one rush, and now you got a back check. So Sam Lafferty did an excellent job of hanging around the front of the net, realizing that puck was still alive, and Dickinson with that great second effort on both of the plays to keep it alive and get it into the front of the net, where Lafferty was able to bang both of them home. And You get another situation where Dickinson scores an even strength goal. Lafferty picks up the secondary assist. So, you know, you're looking for some chemistry and some lines. And I thought that that third line tonight, if you want to call them that, with Kurashev, Lafferty, and Dickinson were excellent.
I'm glad you brought up with John about how that's why Sam Lafferty earned a two-year contract. Because remember, this was the first guy that Kyle Davidson acquired when taking over the general manager's role. And, you know, it was kind of an unknown name from Pittsburgh that was coming over here to the Blackhawks. But he or the scouting department or whoever must have saw a lot of effort in this guy, a lot of hard work, and it's really paying off with him in a Hawk sweater.
I was so disappointed to see that Alex Nylander was traded to Pittsburgh. I'm just kidding. But they're two different types of players.
I agree.
You know, Pittsburgh was maybe looking that if Nylander with the skill that he has would be a fit with Pittsburgh. He's back down in the American Hockey League, and Lafferty is scoring two goals here, shorthanded for the Blackhawks. Just two different types of players, and that's what the Blackhawks were starting to develop. Okay, we want speed. We want guys that come with effort. We're going to bring the energy every night. And Sam Lafferty certainly brings that to the table. You know, he's not a guy that I don't think his upside is not tremendous as far as how many goals he's going to score in a season. But the effort is going to be there. And that's the baseline that Luke Richardson is talking about. It's what Kyle Davidson wants to bring in as far as the culture. And tonight was a great example. And I'm so happy for Sam Lafferty that he's finally getting... You know, he finally got rewarded for the hard work and effort that he puts into it. By the way, he came into training camp. He was off the charts as far as the testing. He really committed himself to be in the best position that he could this year to be successful, and give him a lot of, you know, pats on the back for doing that and really dedicating himself to this season.
Yeah, and I think he would have done this even if this wasn't the case, but he was talking about how he knew he was going to get an elevated role of playing center, and that's definitely helped that cause. Troy, again, small sample size, but how good does Jonathan Toews look in your eyes right now?
He's been better, and you know, you mentioned it, and I wrote it down on my sheet here, 29 games to get his second goal last year, so big difference, you know, from the captain, Jonathan Toews, and you need his leadership, and you know, now you look at Patrick Kane, trying to find the right fit with Patrick Kane, with Jonathan Toews, Johnson, Radish. Maybe you've got a trio there that can hang together and be successful. They all picked up points on the Toews goal. You like to see the captain and have him be involved in the offense. I know it was frustrating for him last year. It was just an off season, worst season by far. You know, for Toews, only 12 goals in 71 games. He just struggled with his confidence last year, and for him to get a goal in the first game and then his second one here tonight, that's going to go a long way to help him, you know, keep a real positive attitude as his team goes through the restructuring that they are.
Yeah, and, you know, the slogan at the beginning of the season was ready to work three games in, even though 1-2-0, this team has come to work each and every game.
Yeah, and that, you know, they probably deserve what they got in the tail end of that first period. They just weren't effective, and I think that they just kind of got away from, you know, the pressure and everything, and they got really scrambly in their own end of the ice. Their structure broke down. But I got to think that, the coaching staff did an excellent job of just calming things down, and I think this is really important. Luke Richardson, the way that he played, he's got a mean side to him, and he's got, you know, that energy that he can bring when he needs to bring it. But I also think he's got a real nice calmness to his demeanor behind the bench, and that's going to resonate inside the locker room. I couldn't see him walking in and being critical in game three about how you played the second half of that first period. To say, hey, guys, listen, we got 40 minutes to go. Let's clean up these mistakes that we've been doing, and let's trend in the right direction. And, you know, you've got a great effort through three games. And listen, even if you're a good team and a team that is one of the teams that is a contender, if you go into Colorado, good chance you might lose. Colorado had one of the best home records in the NHL last year. Then you go into Vegas. Vegas is one of the toughest buildings to play. You could have been down 0-2 regardless. So now you walk into this situation and you win this game, and this is a game where coming into it, two teams that are in kind of rebuilds, they're restructuring, you know, their organization. And, you know, you give yourself a good possibility to win the game if you give it a good 60-minute effort, is what they did, and they got rewarded for it. So now you're Luke Richardson. You can reinforce the fact that, hey, if we compete hard, we're going to get results, and it showed here tonight.
Road trip over. You guys excited to come back home?
Yeah, we're not leaving here, though, till Monday.
Oh, wow, that's right. All right. Well,
we got an extra couple days here in San Jose, so it's a long road trip, but there'll be some time next week to kind of relax and get ready for that home opener against the Red Wings.
Man, you guys got it really rough out there in California.
Yeah, I know.
We'll be thinking of you, and we'll send our best.
I'm sure you will be.
No,
and they won't be good thoughts.
No, not after. Actually, you know what? It was a beautiful fall day today, but I don't think it's going to last that much longer. But
well, we'll extend it as long as we can.
All right, thanks, Troy. Enjoy San Jose, and we'll talk to you next week. Great win, great broadcast.
All right, same to you, Joe. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Troy. That's Troy Murray. He and John Weideman with the call. As the Blackhawks take down the San Jose Sharks 5-2 tonight, their first win of the season. They are now 1-2-0 on the year. Luke Richardson has his first win as head coach of the Blackhawks. We've got plenty to get to, but the first thing we have to get to is a break. Taking you up to 12:30 tonight, recapping this first Hawks victory of the year. We'll take your calls, we'll take your texts, 312-981-7200. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, we'd love to have you. 312-981-7200. More of the Blackhawks postgame show coming up on 720 WGN. A lot of firsts tonight. Jonathan Toews scores the Blackhawks' first even-strength goal. Sam Lafferty scores the first shorthanded goal for the Hawks this year. He ended up doing it twice. And the Blackhawks pick up their first win, giving Luke Richardson his first win as head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. 5-2, they take down the San Jose Sharks in San Jose. And Ray in Oak Lawn is a fan of Luke Richardson's style. You're tuned into the postgame show. Ray, what do you like about Luke Richardson's style?
I love it, man. I just love the north-south play and not. The way I could just tell this team, you know, they're a new team, and it's going to take a while for these guys to gel a little bit, but I just love the way they're playing the North-South game, man. And they're forechecking. I noticed, I haven't seen this in years, the hits per game, the Hawks are ahead of the opponents in hits, which is unusual for the Hawks, but I just love it. I think he's going to be a really good coach.
I agree, Ray. And 41 hits last night, or I should say two nights ago for the Hawks in Vegas.
Yeah.
A very physical team. Everybody had a hit except for Jonathan Toews in that game. But, I'm right there with you, Ray. Where'd you watch the game tonight?
I got some buddies here in the garage. We had a little fire, some cold beverages. You know, we're going back between the baseball games and the Hawks game between breaks and stuff. So we had a good time, and it was a good one for all of us.
Sounds like a fall night on the south side. Ray, thanks a lot for tuning in.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
All right, that's Ray in Oak Lawn tuned in on the postgame show. If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. Yeah, couldn't agree more. Listen, it's easy to drink the Kool-Aid that Luke Richardson is pouring right now. Three games in, but even with two losses, two solid efforts, and I think one of the biggest things is what Troy Murray brought up in the postgame show. The fact that they were down 2-0 in the first, and yeah, they came back and won, but it was just kind of a 180 with everything that was going wrong in the first period. A couple of self-inflicted mistakes that led directly to goals. And listen, that's been a problem with the Hawks for the past couple of years. But to be able to turn it like a switch in the second period, generate some momentum, and not fall behind, too, with down a man, you know, when, again, Sam Lafferty's shorthanded goal to tie the game, then to take the lead. That's huge. That's huge for this team, and I think that starts with the demeanor of the coaching staff in the locker room, and it really showed tonight. Again, if you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200 as the Blackhawks beat the San Jose Sharks tonight for their final game on the road. Let's get to the scoring recap of this one. And as we mentioned earlier, the Blackhawks found themselves down in the first period because the Sharks were able to take advantage of a mistake about halfway through that first period.
Carlson flips it left circle. Sturm shoots and scores. Now Carlson drew everybody to him or into a position to try and block his potential shot, and at the last second just swiped the puck over into the left wing circle to Nico Sturm, who had half a net to shoot at, and he buried it. And it's now 1-0 San Jose.
They ended up giving Erik Karlsson the goal on that goal for the San Jose Sharks, a 1-0 lead. That was about 13 minutes into the first period, and again, a mistake by the Blackhawks in the defensive end. San Jose was able to pick it up quickly and score the first goal of the game. So a 1-0 lead, and then not too much further after that, the San Jose Sharks were able to double their lead.
Couture, he'll dump it to the right-wing corner, Hawk zone, then got it back in the left corner. Spins it out to the right point. Carlson along, wrist shot, they score. Just deflected off the stick of Shark captain Logan Couture, and through the legs of Peter Mrazek with 37 seconds left in period number one. The Sharks lead it 2-0.
So the San Jose Sharks able to take advantage of another Blackhawks mistake, but also got to give them credit for how they set things up. Carlson from the high slot saw Couture coming over around the net, and he was kind of going in front of Seth Jones, and Carlson just ripped it over towards both of them, found the redirection off of Couture. He scores his 298th career goal, a 2-0 lead for the San Jose Sharks after a period. And honestly, after that, it didn't look like it was going to be a great night for the Hawks. After starting off a good start, they had the first five shots on goal to begin the game. And then San Jose came back with six of the next seven. They ended up finishing that period out shooting the Blackhawks 9-8. But a much different team in the second period. And it was the captain, Jonathan Toews, to start things off.
Carrying it to center ice was Feshnikov. Taken back by Toews over the Shark line. Down the slot, he shoots, he scores! Jonathan Toews with his second goal on the season. A beautiful deke and a backhander squeezes past Kakkonen. And the Blackhawks are on the board, trailing 2-1.
Johnny Toews, hot on the ice. And Johnny Weidman, hot on the mic. Man, I can't say hot. Rightly so, though. Big goal for Jonathan Toews. His second of the season, as we mentioned earlier, it took him 29 games last year to find two goals. He does it in his third game tonight. First even strength goal for the Blackhawks. They get on the board. And then just a little bit over a minute after that, the Blackhawks were shorthanded. As Troy had mentioned on the broadcast, can't let up there, can't let San Jose get back to a two-goal cushion. The Blackhawks actually made it a complete 180 swing.
Lafferty into the Shark zone. Hawks have a two-on-one situation. Lafferty to Dickinson, fires. Let's go! Shorthanded goal! It's Sam Lafferty! A hustling play to get the puck back to start with. Then he looked behind himself and saw Dickinson trailing the play. Dickinson picked up the pass in the right-wing circle. Got a shot away. Kakkonen made the save with the pad, but left the rebound in the paint of the crease. And Lafferty poked it home. It's the first shorty of the year. Ties the score at 2.
Dickinson's first assist with the Blackhawks in his first game. And yeah, the effort he brought, getting the puck in the corner, finding Sam Lafferty right on the doorstep. Great look, great shorthanded goal for the Blackhawks. And no, it wasn't deja vu. It happened all over again.
Shorthanded Dickinson over the line, toward the net, got away a shot, not much on it. He fell down in front, put it in front, Lafferty shoots and scores! The second shorthanded goal of the period! Sam Lafferty with a career high in shorties. Just established that in the span of about 3 minutes here in San Jose. He has scored for the second time shorthanded and gives the Hawks a 3-2 lead.
Getting help from our buddy Chris Kamko over at NBC Sports Chicago. Sam Lafferty becoming the first Blackhawk with multiple shorthanded goals in one game since Rennie Bork of February 28th, 2008. So a 3-2 lead for the Blackhawks after two periods. Things looking good, things feeling good. And then Taylor Radish made things feel even better.
We're going to get a breakaway for Taylor Radish. Through center ice over the Shark line, down the slot. Dixon shoots, he scores! A backhander by Radish. He collected a loose puck off of a deflected shot by the Sharks. Radish caught it at center ice, raced down in front of the Shark net, and backhands it past the goaltender, Kakkonen. It's now 4-2 in favor of the Hawks.
Radish, his first goal on the season. If you listen to our FanDuel Sportsbook bets at the beginning of the game, that was a payout of plus 380, courtesy of our producer, Jimmy Nash. So a 4-2 lead for the Blackhawks. Why not hit the over as well? Thanks to Jason Dickinson.
Now a 2-on-1 developed for the Hawks. Dickinson over the Shark line, left circle, shoots, he scores! In his Hawks debut, he's got a goal and two assists. Jason Dickinson picks out the top left corner and rifles it past Kaapo Kakkonen. It's 5-2 in favor of the Hawks.
Not only that, Sam Lafferty found his third point of the night with the assist. Great night for the Blackhawks offensively. Multi-point games for Taylor Radish, Sam Lafferty, Jason Dickinson, And I think that's it. No, Tyler Johnson had a couple too with two assists. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more to get to on the Blackhawks postgame show. Again, we'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. 312-981-7200. Hawks beat the Sharks 5-2. You're listening to the Hawks postgame show. 720 WGN. Starting to close out on the Blackhawks postgame show, but still have more for you. Recapping a 5-2 win over the San Jose Sharks. Taking you up to 12:30 tonight. Thanks for sticking around late on this Saturday night. Well, hey, Sunday morning. Happy Sunday. Blackhawks pick up their first win of the year. Again, 5-2 over San Jose. The Sharks drop to 0-4-0. There were a handful of games going around the NHL. We'll get to a few of them, and we'll start in Nashville.
Way out of the way.
Yeah, Roope Hintz threw a flying elbow at him.
And now he's got the puck to Hintz and scores! Deflected off the defenseman ankle. It's two for Roope Hintz as the Stars double their lead.
Josh Bogorod of Bally Southwest, as Dallas hands Nashville its second straight loss after Predators took the first two games of the NHL season against the San Jose Sharks, but Nashville now 2-2-0 on the year. Dallas improves to 2-0 on the season. Let's go to St. Louis.
Plays it back out to center ice. 9 minutes and 25 seconds left in the third period. Here's a pass ahead to Buchnevich. They try to get a 3-on-2 going. Here's a shot to score. Ivan Barbashev gets the goal as the Blue Jackets got caught in the neutral zone, and the Blues use the odd man rush to take the lead 3-2.
Yeah, not a great start for the Columbus Blue Jackets. 0-3-0 to start the season. Johnny Hockey not helping out as much just yet. 5-2, a winner for the St. Louis Blues, as Tarasenko had a couple of goals in that game. The Blues, their first game and their first win of the year, they're 1-0. Let's go to Minnesota.
Kopitar got it ahead to center ice. Picked up Anderson in the zone to Fiala, across to Kempe, shoots, and he scores! Adrian Kempe got the feed, the cross-ice feed, at the right dot, and beat Marc-Andre Fleury with a quick release. So 4:28 into road game number one, Adrian Kempe with his second goal of the season as the Kings up 1-0.
Nick Nixon of Kings Audio Network, as LA picks up its first win of the year, a 7-6 victory over the Minnesota Wild. Finally to Boston.
Zboril down the wall, into the right corner, stripped to the puck, Smith trying to carry on. It squirts up top, Krejci far circle, fired by Forbert, he scores! Derek Forbert with a snapper just inside the left wing circle. It went low, there was a lot of traffic out in front. Bruins 4, Coyotes 3.
Our buddy Judd Surratt, 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. A 6-3 winner for the Bruins. They're now 2-0. The Coyotes 0-2. 19 straight wins for the Bruins over Arizona. When we come back, we'll get you our next game preview. Hawks beat the Sharks 5-2 tonight. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN. With two shorthanded goals and assists, Sam Lafferty is our player with the most heart, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. Blackhawks beat the Sharks 5-2 tonight in San Jose. Their next game next Friday against the Detroit Red Wings. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Bud Light, Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. United Airlines, ComEd for Business, ComEd powering business, powering lives. And Citgo, adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Big thanks to our help here at the station. Big thanks to our help out at San Jose. Again, the Hawks beat the San Jose Sharks 5-2. This has been a presentation of Blackhawks hockey on 720 WGN. Gabe Salgado has news next. After that, it's Jim Bohannon. We're all thinking of you, Jim. Blackhawks hockey on 720 WGN. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN. Streaming on WGNradio.com and smart devices everywhere.